This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, welcome and thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger. And today, I can't believe it, it's already here already, is my monthly Conversations with Carol show. And what does that mean? That means I'm going to be talking about this energy. OMG, we are in a very, very significant energy period right now in the healing on a higher level for the 2014 phenomena of shifting from fear-based to enlightened consciousness. Now, we've done that before. We've been in these little baby steps and getting us into that opening of that enlightened, meaning using our inner wisdom to lighten our outer world. We've been in that, but this time is really something that comes in, and the energy is just nudging, pushing, shoving, saying, walk through that portal, walk through that portal. So I'm going to be talking about energy, which is what I do on the Conversations with Carol show. No particular topic, but what that means is that it's a day for you. It's a day for you and I to be able to connect on the phone, for you to ask questions, whether it's about your health, excuse me, or about the energy, or oh, goodness, I must need to clear some fifth chakra there myself, which is a lot of the energy right now. Excuse me for doing that. Hang on for thinking. Okay, we got it. So going in and really creating that new future that we're looking for at the end of 2014. And when I say the end of 2014, that really isn't the case. I mean, we get so limited by the deadlines that our mind puts on things and our humanness puts on things. So when I say that creating that new reality by the end of 2014, that new reality is going to continue to unfold over and over and over and expand itself, and consciousness is going to expand. So it really isn't a destination in this healing energy. It's just literally opening doors, which is exactly what the energy is today. So if you want to talk to me about the energy, you have questions about it, you also want to know what's happening with your body and your health, I'll be so happy to share my medical intuitive skills with you. And then if you're interested in your life and relationships, that's a big part of the energy right now, then you can call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good for U.S. callers, Canadian callers, and international callers. Of course, international callers, just dial your international calling code and then 877-230-3062. So I'm still have a couple of seats that are a few seats that are actually available for my my 1 day Minnesota event that's going to be happening actually on May 3rd. That's the Saturday. I'm doing a full day workshop on celestial helpers, how to enter into conversation with them and understanding how they serve us. So I have a few more seats available in that particular workshop. So if you're interested in joining me in Eagan, Minnesota, on May 3rd, then please go to my website, www.ritberger.com. And then what I'll do is, when you go there, you will be able to find out information, the cost, the location, more on the topics that I'm going to be covering, and then you can just register online. And then on the Friday night before, on May 2nd, I'm going to do an evening of readings with Carol, which is very similar to what I'm doing right now on my Conversations with Carol show, as I'm going to be talking about the energy and how that energy impacts our physical body. And then I'm going to open up to the audience to answer questions. And it is a 2-hour event. And what I do is I try to answer as many questions as possible from the audience. And the interesting thing is even if I can't get through everybody who is in the audience, the synchronicity of the information that is shared seems to really touch a lot of that common consciousness that we bring into that event. So if you want more information on the Friday night evening of readings with Carol or the Saturday all-day workshop on celestial helpers, just go to my website, www.ritberger.com. Well, today is a very, very active time in the field. I've talked about it on my shows before. I've certainly been talking about it quite a bit in my readings with people in this last month, actually ending in March, because the momentum started then, and then also moving in the 1st of April. And what this is that we were moving into a time of closure, and today, April 23rd through June 2nd, that portal of closure has opened up, and we have stepped into that portal, whether we're consciously aware of it or not. And when I usually share with people about closure, you know, the first thing is like, woohoo, I can't wait, or boy, it's about time. I've been working on this for a long time. And the real value of closure is that it releases space within our mind and also the space within the energetics of our body to be able to create new beginnings. So closure has a lot of value. And in fact, in the natural order of things, where we look at those different cycles, that completion cycle itself is actually the longest cycle of the four, which is creation, birth, maturation, and completion. And in the completion aspect of it, which is what we've been working on for such a long time, that door opened, we have walked through it, and what we're going to do for the next month and a half is we are literally going to experience things in our life that maybe we've been working on for a long time that we just kept saying, been there, done that. I am so through with that. Well, we're going to be through with that. Good news. The other side of it is there may be some lingering emotional charges in that part of our human psyche that when we recognize that this is done, I mean, really done, D-O-N-E, done, then that human psyche comes in and goes, okay, now what do I do? I mean, are you sure you really want to? You've got so much identity attached to it. You've got so much emotion attached to it. Are you sure that you are just literally done? Like you want to hit this and put it in the delete file in your computer for it to never return. And the energy right now is saying, if you've reached this place over and over again and you hit this closure in that particular part, push that delete button, move that information and that old pattern and those old thinking and those old, the old baggage as it's called, put it in that recycle file and then empty that basket and do that between April 23rd to June 2nd. So I want to give you a couple of ideas, some examples of closure, because closure can be really big things, and it can be also little things that maybe just popped up even yesterday that you suddenly realized, oh my gosh, this isn't even mine, or, you know, I don't want to do this. It's not part of my future plans. That can be closure as well. So it doesn't have to be those big OMG things. But what we experience in the area that I lived is that our Department of Transportation has decided that it needs, at this time of this great closure, it needs to close lanes that are going to impact 100 to 200,000 people on a daily basis to do this repair work to structurally create a soundness in this freeway that is an elevated part of the freeway, and that they chose this time. And I thought to myself, well, wow, isn't that really something? So when this closure started taking place, what they were going to do is they were going to start in a kind of a easy way for all of us as commuters, is that they were going to start by closing down one lane eventually and working on that lane. And now this is both east and west. So it's not just impacting one side of the freeway. It's impacting the other side of the freeway, which is what closure is. It's affecting the mind and it's affecting the body. So what they did is they started out. Yesterday was the first day it started. We were all told through all of the information sources that they were going to close down one lane, that it would cause some backup, but not very much. And the contractor closed down two lanes on one side and three on the other. OMG. I'm full of OMGs today. I can't believe it. And that's what's going to be probably a phrase, I know it is for me, about the energy. So they closed down all these lanes, and the gridlock was just unbelievable. And they interviewed people last night on the impact of this, and it was very interesting. There were two very differing perspectives. They would interview people and they'd say, this is the worst thing that has ever happened. It added an hour to my commute time. We were told that they were only going to close down one lane, and they closed down three lanes, and I was late for work, and you know, I'm never late for work. And all this stuff kept bubbling up, and I kept watching this over and over in people that they interviewed about how this was impacting their habits, their natural ways that we just go from point A to point B. And then they interviewed two people, compared to many on the other side, two people, and one person said, you know, it really wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be because I had really planned for this to take place. So I decided I was going to take surface streets, and you can't believe it. I saw parts of the city that I've never seen before, and it was very enjoyable. The trees were blooming, the azaleas were in bloom, and a completely different perspective. And then they interviewed another person, and that person said, you know, that this is really an opportunity for me and a lot of people to just kind of get out of our ruts in life and those habits and the way we look at life and that rush and that hustle and bustle and everything. And he mentioned that I started out my day early enough that I was able to stop by and get my morning coffee. I had a leisurely drive. I decided to not wait till the last minute to take those detours. That what I wanted to do is I wanted to, you know, see more, try different things. I've even got three different detours that I'm going to take, and I'm just going to work my way through it. What different perspectives, isn't it? That is a lot of what we're being asked to look at in this closure time. It can be a big OMG from the standpoint it's inconvenient, it's really uncomfortable, it can be emotionally distressful to us, our mind can spin like the monkey mind, it can absolutely create stress, emotional distress, tremendous anxiety for us, or we can step back and recognize that in closure, there's an opportunity and many opportunities that open up for us to find new paths to live our life, new ways to do things, new things to see and to be able to bring back the leisure instead of all the franticness of the commutes or the things that we do in our life. So real value. The other example came up actually this morning when I was preparing for the show, is that I was in that rush to try to get the last minute things because I went in and connected with the universe and I said, okay, start feeding me downloads of what I'm supposed to be talking about today. Boom, they're coming like crazy. And I'm working on them on the computer and I'm typing and going on and on and on and just wanting to capture the concept, the energy of what I can share with you today. And I went to print it and pushed the close button. And then I had that moment of absolute panic. OMG, what have I just done? But, you know, you get that little dialogue box. And, oh, I don't think I've ever appreciated it as much. It says, do you want to save the changes that you made to this document? And I go, oh, my gosh, yes. And I verbally said yes. And then it said I had close or cancel. And I thought, isn't that the way this energy really is as we move through this closure? We can get closure, but if we're not really quite ready for it, then we can push the cancel button. And we've got a whole period of time from April 23rd to June 2nd to be able to really be with these changes, be with these closures, and be able to see, is this really what we desire? If it is something that you desire, it's like packing a steamer trunk right now. When you're going to get in that closure, then what you're going to do is get into it, enjoy it, pack everything that you can find in your closets, meaning those psychological closets that we have that seems to make you feel like you're playing small or you're blocked or whatever. Put them in that steamer trunk. I'm not talking about a little cosmetic case. Put it in the steamer trunk and start packing it full of all those things that you want closure, and then literally put it on your ship, your angel's wings, whatever you want, and see that going away. And what it's going to do is it's going to change the stress on you, the stress on your body. It's going to open up new possibilities, and it's going to open up new opportunities. And then part of the closure is that it, in that process, it heightens our awareness. It heightens our awareness of who we are, what we're capable of doing. It heightens our awareness for those habits, those patterns, those comfort zones. And it, in that awareness, it gives us a chance to use like the computer. Are you sure you want to delete this? Are you sure? Do you want to save your changes? Meaning, do you want to carry some of that information forward and how that you, how you are going to, work with someone, go through the whole process yourself, and how you are going to move forward in this. Remember, you can look at it like, this is the worst thing that has ever happened in my life. Or, you know, this might not be so bad. I might be able to find something new. So what I'd like to do is, let's go ahead, and I'm going to jump in because it's Conversations with Carol show. I am going to talk more about the energy as we move through the show, but I thought, what a wonderful example, two major events, and we can move forward. So let's go ahead and take Michelle from Sacramento. Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, honey. How can I help you?
Well, I'm just so enlightened by what you just said, because my issue is raging candida again.
Oh.
So I do feel like this time, man, the heavy guns have come at me, and I got a lot from what you just said. So this time there's a fair amount of anxiety that I seem to be just kind of living in. Too.
Yeah. And, you know, and hi, sweetie, I can feel your energy. So a couple of things is that the anxiety is something that is going to be heightened as we're into this process that we're in. So while the brain goes in and goes, oh, my gosh, I've got major problems in the body, it's going to fixate on those problems. It wants you to identify what the problem is in the body. It wants to fix it. That's going to be part of the anxiety, because this is happening at an energetic conscious level. But the actual activity of the body is that fight, flight, freeze. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a very active part of the dynamics of the energy right now. One of the things that just came forward is that why don't you turn to your heart math teaching?
Yep. And, it's a good thing I teach what I need.
Yeah, you know, isn't that the truth? I mean, I see yours and I don't even want to look at mine. So there you go. We're just kind of all this way. But go to that heart math process that you teach. And what I want you to focus on is, I want you to focus on the third chakra, the energy right now in closure that's going to help quell the anxiety that we're going to literally feel chemically in the body, has got to do with self-confidence and self-trust. And it's when we go in and when you tap into your heart math, that's what it does. It brings you back to the rhythm. It brings you back to the core, and it will help subside that anxiety physically in your body and the flow of those hormones. And then what it'll do is it'll put you back into that place of confidence that you can do this.
Okay.
And I'm not sure, I would love to say I know what this is, but it's got like three, it's like a fist. And this has to do with love. It has to do with relationships. And not all five fingers are there. Woohoo. Three of them are. Do you want to trust yourself in this relationship? Do you want to be confident in speaking who you are and setting some of those boundaries that feel like they need to be there? And then also to be self-assured that no matter what happens in this relationship, that you will land on your feet like you always do. And that's kind of that loophole that is in this energy right now of closure. It's that self-assurance. Are you going to be okay any way that you go? Do you feel confident? Do you feel that you can trust your instincts? That's a part of it. And heart math is such a great foundation for you that's going to help you.
So with the three fingers, I'm confused about what.
Okay.
What
the three fingers have to do with your relationship.
Okay.
One finger has to do with self-trust. Can you trust yourself in this relationship? The other thing has to do with self-confidence. Can you be confident enough in yourself? And you've done tremendous work, as we know, sweet. Can you be self-confident in yourself to be able to set some of the boundaries that must be set in this relationship in order for it to move forward? And then the last finger is that self-assurance. That's that part that goes back to that confidence, goes back to that trust, that self-assurance that says, no matter what happens in this relationship, either way, it's not a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's just, no matter what happens in this relationship, I am confident that I can move forward, and I trust my instincts in the moment to do what is needed for me to be self-assured.
Okay.
And with the candida itself, a couple of things. The candida is actually triggered by a fungus activity. Well, of course it is. It's tied to the fungus of the candida itself. But when I talked about fungus, I've actually got a fungus-virus combination that's going on. And so what's happening is that your body is, your immune system is being really active right now. It's working in the lung area. That's where I'm picking up a lot of the energy that's happening in your physical body. And what it's doing is it's throwing off the balance of your pH in your body. But more importantly, it's causing you to kind of eat it yourself. And I think that's why I went with the metaphor of the self-trust, self-confidence, self-assurance. And I don't think it's what you've eaten, sweetie. I think that it's something that was triggered internally by the anxiety and the stress and the hormones associated with it that were so spiked and then so low and then so spiked and then so low. So I don't think it really has to do anything with food. I think it has to do with the anxiety.
And the emotions that I've been
Absolutely.
Feeling, trying to set the boundaries and
Exactly. Exactly. And in reality, and I'm going to just share what I know that you know inside, is that as much as you want this relationship to work, if those boundaries are not set, it has the real prognosis, is the word that your soul just gave me, the prognosis to be like other relationships that you've experienced in the last couple of years. And I know, not only as working with you, but I know what I feel inside is that you don't want to repeat those patterns. That's the gift of this person. This person is offering you the closure of those patterns, but not asking you to not set your boundaries. Those boundaries must be set. Does
right.
that make
and
sense?
That's a great offering, if I can, for him to do his healing.
Well, you're not responsible for his healing, sweet. Sorry.
Mm.
You are responsible for your balance.
Mm.
And he is a gift within that finding your balance.
Mm. Okay.
And his healing is up to him. And if we give this, a lot of this energy of closure for us as females is to reconnect with that sacred feminine warrior that is compassionate, but also is a warrior. That's the gift that he's bringing to you. But in your case, is don't fall into the pattern, old pattern, that you have to lose Michelle in the process of
yeah.
helping him make his decisions. Trust yourself, be confident, be self-assured that by doing that, the relationship will manifest as it is designed to, where both parties get what they need out of it, rather than you having to compromise yourself. Candida is your compromise, sweet.
Mm, okay.
So, and it's not as bad as you think it is. It's just impacted the chest area and the lower gut. It hasn't gone systemic anymore into the fuzzy thinking. It's just really very self-contained between that fourth and that second chakra, and you're trying to, in your personality in that third chakra, you're trying to mitigate between old emotions and the new love that you're feeling, and it gets real uncomfortable. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That does.
So,
my yep. biggest fear is Michelle losing part of Michelle because I'm not willing to do that. And so
absolutely,
I'm like, I'm on
not.
Guard. Like, I can feel
that. That you, that is true. You are.
Yeah.
You're on guard with yourself and you're on guard with the relationship.
Yeah.
And as a result, being on guard has positiveness. It's heightened your awareness to look for the things that you need to set the boundaries around.
Yeah.
So there's a great positiveness to that. But the anxiety part of it, because it's tied to this closure of these old patterns and old emotions and asking you, do you really want to release those old patterns? And you and I both know you do.
Yeah.
You've worked tremendously hard to get here. And I mean, I really don't say that lightly, because you have really gone deep inside your gut, excuse me for that metaphor, but that's the candida part. You've had this before and you want to pull that last candida out, that last part of those old patterns. And it's a great time to do it, sweetie. You've got the universe supporting you. You've got all of us supporting you to do that. So it's a time for you to just say self-assured that this too will be as it's designed mm-hmm. in the grand scheme of my life chart.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you, honey. You have a great day. And you know what, Michelle, like always, sweet, as long as I've known you, my love, you have helped so many listeners. I can hear this big clapping going on. I can hear this like, whoa, OMG's going on. It's like, oh my gosh, this is so much what I needed. So good job, honey. Go back to heart math. It'll help you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. Then what I want to do is let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. I do have other callers on the line, so stay on the line, callers. I'll get right back to you. I'm going to talk a little bit more about energy. And we're going to chat.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now. Toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing. What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
Well, welcome back. If you're just joining me, the topic of today's show is really no topic at all. It's a Conversations with Carol show, which means that I'm taking your calls. So if you have a question for me, you can call me at 877-230-3062. Of course, that number is good for U.S. callers, Canadian callers, and then international callers. So what I want to do is I just want to talk briefly about a little bit more about the energy, because if you were with me in the first segment of the show, one of the things that's going to be very important for us to navigate through this closure portal that opens today, fully entrained, I should say, fully open. It's been kind of like open since the 2nd of April, but it is now open for business. And it's going to go through June 2nd, is that I shared with the first caller the three things that are going to help us navigate through this energy at this point in time is going to be self-trust, self-confidence, and self-assurance. Very important for us to trust our instincts and not put ourselves in those places that our instincts are maybe screaming at us or gently saying, are you sure you want to go there? And trusting those instincts and then being confident that whatever stance we take is going to be in alignment with our soul work on our life chart, and that that confidence is going to carry us through, and we're not going to find ourselves being servants versus being of service. That's the main gift of self-confidence. And in fact, self-confidence is something that is actually programmed in the DNA of your personality. So every one of us has in that part of personality that we cannot change. We don't want to. It's the part of our neurological wiring, our DNA. That self-confidence is already there. And anytime we compromise who we are, then what we get is we get anxiety, stress, emotional distress. And if we continue to stay in those roles and to think in that mindset, then what we do is, my world as a medical intuitive, is we ultimately get a chronic, meaning a prolonged pattern of psychological thoughts and emotions and attitudes and beliefs that has caused the body to start its alert system to tell us that it's breaking down. Self-assurance is a part of self-confidence, but self-confidence is that third chakra part of us, that personal power, and self-assurance is that fourth chakra energy on the fact that we can trust our heart. We can trust what it tells us. We can trust who we are. We can be self-assured that as we close these doors, the new doors will open. And the self-confidence says, set these boundaries. If you don't want it to reopen, then close it and be confident, self-assured, and trust that this too will be in your best and highest good. So I'll talk a little bit more about that, but let's go ahead and jump with Marie from San Francisco. Hi, sweetie.
Hello.
Hi, honey. How can I help you?
Thank you so much. It's strange. Your voice all of a sudden became so much louder, and I was having trouble hearing you, so now you're very clear.
Very good.
I just love everything that you talk about, especially this energy work and what you've been talking about now. I think I've been living it. And so, you know, I could have asked you a personal question about that and you answered it. So, and I've attended your conferences or phone conferences, and it's really changed part of my life. And, you know, I really appreciate everything that you do. You're so amazing.
Well thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for taking my call. I was diagnosed with, well, several things, but fibromyalgia years ago, and people seem to have doubts and wonder if I have Lyme disease, and apparently there's certain, you know, specific tests that really determine whether you have Lyme or not.
Correct.
One of the symptoms I've been having for the past year or two is that my toes itch, and it, especially at night when I'm going to bed, and it used to wake me up in the middle of the night, and they would itch really bad. And I've had X-rays, I've been to dermatologists who've taken swabs, and, you know, having tests, and haven't been able to really find the cause, and don't know if it's related to, you know, the nerves with the fibromyalgia or other things. I have other things going on too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering what you see, and if you do see if I have fibromyalgia, or is it Lyme or something else, and what is related to the itching on my toes every day.
Okay, very good. Yep, because when I first saw my screen, the itching toes, of course, like everybody else, the dermatologist, I went and go, okay, so is this an athlete's foot? Is this a contact dermatitis? I went the same route. And I always go that route in the physical body from the standpoint that it gives me an opening to go in deeper in your particular case, sweetie. So the reality of it is the itching toe, as you've been told, is not that we have any kind of athlete's foot. What we do have is that we do have activity below the surface that is causing, and it is nerves. You're absolutely right. So your medical intuitive part of you is working. It's actually what you're experiencing is these what I call little hot shots that go down the nerve itself into the feet. However, this isn't your sciatic nerve. This isn't that big trunk nerve that goes down from the lumbar part of the spine down into the ankle and breaks off and goes little toe, big toe. This is actual peripheral nerve sensations that you're getting. So some of the things that I'm picking up is that you're showing signs of something called peripheral nerve peripheral neuropathy. And what that means is that the peripheral nerves, those little fine nerves, are getting the messages to be active, but they're not getting a clear signal. So it's like I'll get like a big message and like blah, 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 and then it goes beep and the blah, 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 beep. And that's what I'm picking up that you're feeling. What that did is it took me immediately into your central nervous system. All right, so let's go ahead and address the issue very straightforward. You do not have fibromyalgia. And the reason that you do not is that even a doctor will tell you there are 13 specific sites within the physical body that is tested for the medical profession to say, yes, this is clearly fibromyalgia. You do have the fibromyalgia symptoms, such as you have the overactive nervous system. That is true. But from what I pick up, no, you don't. Yes, you do have Lyme disease.
Oh, okay.
Now, the good news about that is, believe it or not, is that in the Lyme disease, and what's going to happen is you've got to have an activity that's in the body for the testing to be able to really go in and to be very, very clear. So if you're in a dormant stage, then what's going to happen is that it's going to not show up on the testing. Now, the good news of the Lyme disease, because I said that was kind of strange, but the good news is that it hasn't impacted all of the nerves in your body. What it's done is it's just started the impacting, meaning it's caused an hyperactivity in the peripheral nerves themselves. And if you want to get an anatomy book and you want to look at the peripheral nerves within the body, you'll start to see that the areas that feel like fibromyalgia that could even be a part of their diagnostics is very active in you. The other thing is that when I go in, you don't have an abundance of spirochetes in you as a result that I'm picking up. That's another good news. And what that means, spirochetes are these little funny looking, kind of like, I'm going to describe them like little worms that are kind of like corkscrews. That's about the metaphor for you. Okay. And for people who have been infected by Lyme disease in a very severe fashion, meaning that they have a lot of the symptoms as it progresses, I can go in and I can find an abundance of spirochetes in them. What that means is that the best way for them to work with managing that is to use an antibiotic process. You don't have very many spirochetes in you. When those spirochetes become active, it becomes active because you become stressed. That triggers a herpes virus in you that creates that environment for that spirochete to become active. And what it does is it basically stimulates your nervous system that causes you to get these little weird itching or these little nerve tics. That's not a true statement, but that's how it feels to me, where you can feel this overactivity in the nervous system.
Yeah, I'd like to mention something on that, but I also want to ask you, do I have herpes, or is that something that you're saying like everybody has? And
Everybody has it, sweetie. Uh-oh. And yours is very, very mild. You actually got it when you were, feels like 11 and a half, maybe 12 years old. Go back. If you got the flu, if you got overly tired, most of our human bodies have it. It's not a big deal. But the thing is, so I want to go to the good news again. With the Lyme disease, your immune system was strong enough at the time that it really I'm asking my left brain, give me a word, and this soul says don't worry about it. It actually managed, that's the word I wanted, it managed the infection of the Lyme disease itself. And so that means that you have it, but you really don't, quote, have it, meaning that it's still manageable. Okay, yeah. So let's go and talk about what you can, you've got a question. You want to ask me a question about that so I can either give you more clarity before I go in and what we can do to work with this?
Well, I ended up with a whole bunch of health problems over 10 years ago due to lack of sleep for years. I only could sleep about 2 hours a night due to noises in my bedroom walls. And it destroyed everything about my life, including my health. And at that time, I had symptoms of mixed connective tissue disease. I actually thought I was going to die. Last year, I had the cancer of the esophagus and other things. And I never take medication. I go to an energy healer. He healed me of cancer and heart problems and traumas and infections and all kinds of things. So I do believe in energy, definitely, and, you know, as far as healing and everything, you know, that's around me.
Right.
What happened with the fibromyalgia just around, I don't know, December, January, for like a month or two, it was the first time, well, you're saying it's the Lyme, but it was the first time where I had real pain other than feeling fatigue. But it was mostly due to emotional stress. And I could really understand during that period of time of how your thoughts and feelings that can even be subconscious, how they have such an impact on your whole entire physical body and mental body, everything about your life. Mm-hmm. And so I was in kind of a stressful situation with another person, and I was getting these flare-ups, like my whole body had radiation, and it was poisoned as well as having radiation, and I couldn't, everything about my body hurt. It would swell up. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't talk. Breathing in hurt. Everything. Mm-hmm. And I kept having those for like 2 months, and I never had them before, and I haven't had them since. But that was just the worst feeling. It was like I better die. You know, it was just terrible. So that, I hope to never have that again.
Right.
And that's why my rheumatologist had tested me again, I guess, for the Lyme disease. I also have tons of problems with my teeth. And I had what I thought extensive work done in Spain last summer, except for the implants. And they were all done wrong. And now I think I need to go to Costa Rica or someplace because the cost is going to be around $40,000 if I have it done in the U.S.
Right.
And so I heard that teeth are affected by Lyme disease. So I would like to know, you know, if that is what's going on too.
It is.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. So, so all of these things are connected. And the one thing with Lyme disease, sweetie, is that if we have viruses within us, which most human bodies do, then the activity of the spirochete can trigger that herpes virus to become active. And when the body becomes overly tired, overly emotionally stressed, which creates that physical chemical change in the body, it can create the perfect environment for what we have lurking below the surface of the skin, such as spirochetes or the herpes virus itself. It can become active. Mm-hmm. Now, because you do energy work, and your energy practitioner is very, very skilled, but I would like to offer you a healing pattern using energy.
Okay.
I would like to have the energy worker start at the third chakra, move to the sixth chakra, come back to the first chakra, and then go to the third chakra. Because what the energy worker will do is that they will free up, by working on the third and the sixth chakra, they will free up that congestion, that energy congestion that occurs in the chest area and in the throat area, which is personal expression. It's that self-assurance, self-esteem. And by working on the first chakra, dropping down to the first chakra between the first and the third, it's going to work on the small intestine, which is part of where spirochetes in particular seem to be most benign yet can be most active. So I would encourage that your health, that would be what I would pick up as your healthy mapping.
Okay.
Antibiotics aren't going to do any good. I'm not a doctor. I probably shouldn't say that, but I'm going to tell you that they aren't. Sure. Because all it'll do is it'll compound the problem of what we have going on in the activity. Okay. The activity is certainly quelled. You've gone, actually, you are entering into a deeper dormant stage. This is great news. There are not very many spirochetes. You can use visualization. You can use guided imagery to see the spirochete instead of being foe. See it as something that you just would like to invite out of your body so you don't get all stressed about it. There's not very many of them. And then what you do is just do some visualization, do some energy work, and then you might want to look at supporting your muscle system, because the peripheral nerves, unlike the big trunk nerves that take up a lot of space, those little peripheral nerves can get really compressed when our muscles get tight, and those nerves can't get the message they need fully to the area that they're supposed to animate and move, and as a result, it can back up on us.
When you say spirochete?
Spirochete, uh-huh.
How do you spell?
It's, oh boy, you're going to ask me to go into my left brain. S-P-I-R-O. K-E-T, maybe a double T-E. Just that'll get you going on Google. I don't think that's the exact way, but that'll get you going. Now, spirochetes are something that can be encouraged to remain dormant, as the herpes virus can. So it can actually be managed very, very effectively, sweetie. There's different camps that say once you get spirochetes and the herpes virus in you, it never goes away. I know in the spirochete world that that's not true.
Okay.
So I do believe that it can be, or the environment can become so hostile that they cannot survive, and what they'll do is they can basically leave the body as decay and waste.
Is a Lyme disease, does that have any kind of parasites or anything? Lyme disease you get from, I guess, ticks from deer, and I used to have about 18 of them living under my house, which was on silt. And my cat at that time used to, you know, go out around them. So I could definitely see how I could have gotten Lyme disease from deer ticks. Is that like a virus, or are there any kind of parasites involved in it?
There are not. You do not have any. What that does is that it can change the dynamics of the small intestine and the digestive system, so it could appear that way. The one thing about Lyme disease is that it's not a one-size-fits-all, and not everybody gets that little target bullet rash type indicator with it. You've got, I need to say this, your soul just said to me, you have got a very, 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 and that's how many varies it wanted me to tell you, very, another one, mild case of Lyme disease.
Okay, great.
And so I do honestly believe that it can be managed. Chinese herbs may be of great value to you. It's just really creating an environment that isn't healthy and conducive to the activity in managing it, sweetie.
I've had a lot of instability lately and lots of moving and things like that, and this is something, you know, how you talked about how we would like to get rid of this pattern, during this cycle.
Yes.
You see me actually getting rid of this cycle, and because I'm around new people and it's very stressful on how there's not a fit with values or integrity, and it really aggravates everything in my body and makes these things come back.
It may very well be that the closure will be that where you are is not the right place for you. That may be the closure. And I don't know that for sure, because that I know that that's something I can pick up energetically that you are considering. But I also know the pattern is like, oh my gosh, am I going to have to leave this too? So I know I can feel the patterns in you.
Yeah. Right.
So if I may just offer, as you're looking at this closure time, look at what is best for your body.
Mm-hmm.
And not the emotional part, not the emotional patterns, what is best for your body. And if the stress and the value system is different, what is best for your body? That's going to be it feels like the mantra that's going to move you into at least the first half of May.
Okay.
So that can help you.
Well, I'm thinking of going to Costa Rica in May to have all this dental work done and maybe some cosmetic done too, because I had a procedure in Spain as well that really ruined my And so do you think that's a good move? Because I'm open to going anywhere. It's just that I need the work done, and I don't have $50,000 to pay here.
Yeah. No, that's okay. Why don't you ask your body if you're up to travel at that time? And it'll tell you, and that'll give you the answer. And if it says no, not at this time, then what do you ask your body? What do I need to do to get you ready? Because this is what we want to do. And then do it that way. approach it that way. Well, listen, Marie, thank you, sweetie. And, you know, it's kind of a good news, and I hope it's not a bad news because it feels like it's really very manageable in you, sweetie.
I'm so happy to finally have the right diagnosis and to, you know, to understand what's going on with my body and to know that it's okay that I, you know, I never take antibiotics anyway, but, you know, I don't want to have a guilt over not taking them.
No, let it go.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. All right. What I want to do is I do have a very quick moment. Let's go ahead and take Clara from France. I want to get you on, sweetie.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, honey. How can I help you?
Okay. So very quickly, since the session you gave me, I got some more. Do you remember that?
I do.
Yes, I got some more symptoms that I never had before, such as hot flashes and nauseas and, palpitations and headaches I used to have, but just much, much more. And then my doctor told me that now I was having symptoms of hyperthyroid, and so he asked me to stop my thyroid medication and all my supplements, which I did, and that's already 1 week and a half. And actually, when I test, I get that I should, go back to taking that. So I'm a bit confused because I know you said that I should take it too.
Yes. So what you do is go back and talk to the doctor. We need to have you on some thyroid. And the hyperthyroid that he picked up on it has to do with the hormones and has to do with, you know, that estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. And that's going to cause the thyroid to be hyper-hypo. But go back and talk to him and see if you can stay on the thyroid on a very low dosage until you can get through the supplements. Stay off of them until you can, you know, get yourself stabilized with it. And then ask him, did he doing blood work on your hormones at all, sweetie?
Yes, he did. So, the last check is very recent, and he did ask a check for progesterone.
Okay.
And also I believe that's the milk, prolactin it's called in French.
Correct.
And estradiol also.
Okay. Yes, because what's happening with the hormones is that you do feel like you have more progesterone active as I'm reading you right now, sweetie. And then what that means is that you're going to have, it's not unusual with higher levels of progesterone in the dynamics to have hot flashes, palpitations, some of the different night sweats, the things that you're actually experiencing. But that doesn't have, that impacts the thyroid activity. But with your history, getting you completely off of thyroid, I understand what he's doing. And I would encourage a conversation because does his conversation say stay off of it forever? Or are we just giving you a 2 week period or a month time? And then can you go back on it? Why don't you have that dialogue with him?
I think that he just got confused and a little bit scared, and then he wants me to see an endocrinologist.
Okay.
So I took an appointment, but it's not going to be before end of June.
Well, I would still go and have a conversation with the doctor and just say, you know, what did you mean? Is this, I'm not supposed to be on it at all. I'm supposed to be on a small dosage. Are we off of it for just a week? What are we looking at? And then go in.
So what do you suggest?
Well, my actual suggestion is that that you should be on a small dosage.
Okay. So half of what I was taking before or something?
That feels right to me, yes.
Okay.
And then see where you are, and then still have the dialogue with the doctor, tell him what you were experiencing, and then tell him what you're doing, and then let him know how you're feeling, and that's going to help. The endocrinologist is going to be able to really hone in the way that is needed in order for you to get the right balance that you're looking for in thyroid, your hormones, and everything. That's going to be a big help to you. But I think this will get you going and keep you stabilized until you get to that place.
Okay. And according to the blood check, he said the progesterone level was okay.
Yes, it does feel like it's bouncing around. It feels like it's a little on the high side as I'm reading you today. So you'll start to notice that from time to time. When the progesterone gets high, you're going to have certain symptomology. When it gets low, then you may have a different kind of experience in the body and things. So sorry to have to cut you off, my love, all the way from France. I love you. Thank you for calling me. And, you know, intuitive as you are, follow that as well. I want to thank all of you. Enjoy this time of closure. And remember, self-trust, self-confidence, and self-assurance. Light and love to all of you. I'll see you next week on the radio.
You've been listening to The Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reiberger.com. That's www.reiberger.com. See you soon.